This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We have a voter out here. Sir, you were watching, so you're going to be on television now. Can you tell us who you voted for?
Donald John Trump.
You voted for Donald John Trump?
Yeah.
Look at that. Bernie Sanders is not appealing to you?
The whole ideology would be destructive to the country. It's anti-growth, it's anti-family, it's anti-American, and as a Roman Catholic, it's anti-life.
So MSNBC is covering the New Hampshire primary, and you hear us say, you're watching us, so now you're on TV. I mean, I guess that's how it works. It's not how I learned when I was in journalism school, but, you know, it is what it is. I don't think that was the answer that they were expecting, but it kind of made me laugh.
Mm-hmm. And they were all tee-heeing when she came up to him and she's like, you were watching me, so I'm coming up to you. They're like, mm-hmm. hee-hee-hee. And then he's like, I'm voting for Donald Trump.
Donald John J. Trump or Donald J. Trump. I'm going to get Tyrus's opinion on this here.
You're becoming like my most stable relationship.
Enough said.
Tyrus is a Fox News contributor, also Fox Nation host of Nuff Said. You should stream his show by subscribing at foxnation.com. Tyrus, thanks for coming on with us today.
Always a pleasure. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Now, I'm watching that MSNBC reporter yank somebody who just voted onto the TV screen, and they all seemed shocked when he said that he was voting for Donald Trump. I think that the disparity that exists on the political spectrum between Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders is just absolutely a massive one. And yet there's still this populist thread that seems to connect the two. Bernie Sanders wins New Hampshire, does pretty well in Iowa. Do you think that he is capable of getting this nomination from the Democratic Party?
I think he probably will, quite honestly. I think that he's in the best position as far as where the Democratic Party is at. It's really two parties, and one party is split. Whether it's going to be Buttigieg or Biden or Warren. I know that all sometimes they try to put Warren with Sanders, but they're really two different animals.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he's got the most put-together base. The problem is, and the reason why that is so telling, what you were talking about, I mean, it's funny, but it's telling, is the voter turnout for President Trump in New Hampshire broke records.
Yeah.
So the energized base is President Trump, is the Republican base is energized, one, because of the impeachment. What the Democrats, I don't think, counted on was, in my opinion, in the impeachment trial, all they did was tarnish Joe Biden's name to where no voter is willing to, at least so far in the primaries, to support him because they're thinking, okay, we support him, and then he starts running it, and there's an FBI investigation into his son, and it's the server all over again.
Yeah.
So the whole point of the impeachment, it was really ended up being the impeachment of Joe Biden,
yeah,
who was the front runner by far going into this, and now he'll probably be considering South Carolina. I don't think it's going to be as good for him as he thinks it is, or they're hoping it is. I think we're going to start seeing it end up coming down to a three-horse race with Buttigieg, Warren, and Sanders. And honestly, I think Sanders runs away with it. And then you get into the general, and he'll maybe win. It'll be a landslide because Trump is more to the center than Bernie Sanders is, by
yeah.
far. So if you're an independent or a moderate, you're going to go like, you know what? I don't like his tweets, but he's not fleecing the country for free stuff.
I think it's interesting, too, to think about the lack of support that Sanders might get in the general that I don't know that it I think some people will translate over to voting for Trump, but I think there are going to be a lot of people who just can't stomach the vote for Bernie Sanders, but they also won't be able to be, you know, compelled into voting for Trump. I know a lot of people felt that way about Donald Trump in 2016. They did not want to vote for Hillary Clinton. They just didn't vote for Trump at all. And that extra support for Hillary Clinton was needed, and it wasn't there.
And the difference is this time is that, and listen, if Bernie Sanders doesn't get the bid, if he doesn't get the nomination, his voters will go home, just like they did with Hillary, because there is no similarities between Buttigieg and Biden and Sanders. Mm-hmm. Like, they're really two different parties. He needs to be a Democratic Socialist Party, and they need to be a Democrat Party. There is really two different parties if you think about it.
Yeah, where it's very segmented.
Whereas Republicans, even the primaries are more Republicans, it's all or nothing. You either win or you don't. When you win, you get all the delegates. Democrats spread it out, and they do that in a way so the DNC can kind of control or have an opportunity if they don't like the candidate, basically. And it's kind of what happened with Hillary and Bernie last time, where they pulled delegates to give Hillary the final win, and which soured the Bernie people, and they went home. And I think it's kind of the same thing. If Bernie doesn't get it, no one else is going to carry the day. And it's, I just think Biden was their best shot, I believe, because he was – but he's – it's over. It's a wrap.
Completely not compelling either. He hasn't done anything to help his case. We're speaking with Tyrus here, Fox Nation host of Nuff Said. You can also see him on Fox News as a contributor there. I want to ask you, kind of shift gears here, and it was suggested that I ask you. We were talking about this a little bit earlier in the show, and it was suggested that I ask you about this. There's a tweet from Matt Walsh, and that's neither here nor there, but I'm just quoting it. He says, "My son told me that a kid was teasing him by rhyming his name in insulting ways. I asked him the other kid's name and gave him some ideas for rhymes he can use against him. My wife does not agree with my parenting strategy, but I feel that name rhyming in self-defense is ethical." He then goes on to say that we need to teach our kids to stand up for themselves, even if that means throwing an insult back in a bully's face. And you've been an educator. You, I don't know that you get bullied too much right now, but this doesn't mean you never were bullied.
I did as a kid, though, but yeah. I always fought back. And I think the thing is, like, the thing about fighting back is you're not an easy out. So the bully moves on because he rather have you not fight back. He'd rather not run the risk of getting embarrassed or clowned back. So I do encourage it.
Do you think culture and even kind of the PC way that we have moved our culture that we've taught our kids to just take it, which
to be shocked and a victim
counterintuitive to what, like, no, what do you tell a kid to do?
The bully. If you curl up in a ball and lay on the ground and the bully's kicking you, the next time he sees you and you curl up in a ball, guess what? He's going to kick you again. But if you next time he goes to kick you and you kick him back or confront him, he's going to eventually, this guy's not worth it because he fights back. I'll go find somebody else who doesn't. And at least it draws enough attention to where if people get involved, because if you're calling names back or rhyming names back, self-defense, chances are teachers are going to hear it. You might be the one to get in trouble, but every time he goes to do you, eventually it's going to come back on him. So I think I always thought, at least that's how it worked when I was growing up. And I think you always do better when you fight the good fight opposed to just laying down. I think more it just sets a precedent to when's the time to start fighting. When you keep laying down, it carries over in other aspects of your life.
Yeah, I completely agree. We're speaking with Tyrus, on Fox News contributor. You can check him out at foxnation.com. Subscribe there. Tyrus, do you think that when we're teaching our kids how to defend themselves or to stick up for themselves, which, you know, doesn't have to involve physical behavior as much as it maybe does words telling people to stop or telling people that you don't like it or kind of putting a kid back in their place when they're kids. We see the president tweeting right now about Mike Bloomberg and that he's 5'4 and that he's little and stuff. I mean, little Marco, that was a thing. He is an equal opportunity insulter. He does it across the board. He doesn't leave anybody out. He's probably the most equal opportunity in the way that he chooses to go after people who he perceives as enemies. Do you think I've been asked this before? How can I have young children and look at the president of the United States and tell my kids that this is a good man? So when you're parenting and you're talking about bullies and you see a president who is, in some people's opinion, bullying other people, is it separate? Is it a different issue?
No, and I think that's when you say, like, that's not the way we would do things, son. Yeah, our president is a bully. We don't like that about him. And we would prefer him not to do that. And when people fight back, you say, see, these guys didn't take it from the president of the United States, bullied somebody, and they fought back. I think you got to use that message.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have to call it for what it is. You don't say, well, because he's a Republican and I support him, it's okay. He's a bully, and I don't think it's a big argument or stretch to say that President Trump's a bully. And just because he's the president of the United States doesn't mean he's perfect. And doesn't. So when he does bully and your kids see it, you'd be like, that's not the way to do it. That's not the way we do it in our household.
Yeah.
So when you're president, you can bully people, but until then, you'll follow the rules of my household. And I think that's
people.
Fair.
That's what you take away from this. You want to treat people like that? Become the president of the United States. I would say,
become
too.
Become the president, you bully whoever you want to. Until then, you'll follow the rules of my house.
Yeah.
In my house, we don't bully.
The autonomy of your message, too, is important. Like, I don't blindly lead. My kids are not looking to anybody who's in public office as to how they're supposed to behave or act. Like, that's my job. I'm their mama, and that is my job to instill in them morals, values, character, and for me to check them every time they get out of line on that. And I mean, the president, like, you could look at Hollywood for sure and point out a bunch of examples, or athletics. Like, these people are humans making human decisions. It's still our job to raise our kids.
Yeah, it's 100% is, and it doesn't matter whether it's president or, well, Drake doesn't do it. Well, Drake doesn't live in my house. So, you know what I'm saying? It's pretty simple.
Yeah.
Not difficult.
Well, I want to encourage people to go subscribe on FoxNation.com so you can check out Nuff Said. That's Tyrus's show there. And also, we will catch you on the Big Fox. Anytime you sit in, we always stop and check out and see what you're talking about. So, always a grateful opportunity to have you here on our show with us on Thursdays.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yep. Talk to you again soon. Tyrus on Twitter, @PlanetTyrus. If you don't mind giving him a thank you for coming on with us here as well. You know, it's weird because I've had people ask me that question about, you know, your president is bullying people on Twitter. Like, how as a mom can you support Donald Trump when he's bullying people on Twitter? So the logical response in my head is that Donald Trump is not starting these fights. Some of them he does. Some of them he picks on his own. But he is the guy who will not stand down when he's been picked on so many times. I mean, he's like a beat dog, and he's going to bark and bite at anybody who comes at him, because look at what's going on right now. I know he's weighing in on the Roger Stone sentencing, and he's doing it on Twitter. It's not like he was, like, privately bullying William Barr in a back room and is like, if you don't do this, you're going to lose your job or whatever. He tweeted it. And from what I understand, the timeline of when Barr filed the amendment to the sentencing guidelines on Roger Stone, I believe that it was filed before President Trump tweeted anything. But regardless, the idea of associating how the president behaves with how my kids are being raised is taking me out of the equation. It's my job. It's my husband's job. And there are numerous examples of people who happen to have a bigger presence in society. They are behind cameras. They're behind microphones. They are out there living their lives in a big, popular way, and they're making bad decisions. Some people get the opportunity to have second chances. Some people have the opportunity to have a public redemption story. A lot of people don't. It's still on me to set those values and those morals for my children in conjunction with my husband to make sure that any type of example that is presented in front of us, if there's a teaching opportunity here, if my son were to see that the president was saying that Mike Bloomberg is 5'4 and he's little and, what did you say, a mass of dead energy or something like that?
Yes. Yeah.
Like,
and he needs a box. That's the
But he shouldn't
thing.
Have a box.
Yes, yeah.
He's not allowed to have a box.
That's what it is.
Is it ridiculous? It's really ridiculous.
You know, we always say there's a big difference between liking Trump the person versus liking Trump the policymaker. You have to take both. You can't take one and leave the other. He's
cannot
one person.
Parse.
But when it comes to the whole, like, bully idea in his policymaking, I wouldn't call it bullying, but he does use leverage in a way that previous presidents didn't. that I really like when it comes to foreign policy, when it comes to him trying to get NATO members to pay their fair share and using our military clout and economic clout to make things happen. He gets that. And you could call that foreign policy bullying. But,
but he gets it done.
But he gets it done, and I'm glad that he does.
Mini Mike is 5'4", is a 5'4 mass of dead energy who does not want to be on the debate stage with these professional politicians. No boxes, please. He hates crazy Bernie and will, with enough money, possibly stop him. Bernie's people will go nuts. That's an insult on so many different levels to so many people.
No box, please.
Yeah, no boxes, please. But I have to say, too, like, do you want a man like this to be the president of the United States? I didn't want a woman like Hillary to be the president of the United States. Why does nobody ever talk about that? Because she lost, number one. But when you challenge people on their decision to support this president, like, show me the alternatives, please. Because his policies are kicking tail right now. And I'm totally okay with it. And this is exactly the right song. Exactly.
Oh, what is it? I can't even hear it yet.
This is the Oak Ridge Boys.
Oh, there we go.
Seven Nations Army. You gotta wait for the chorus where you really get the benefit of the Oak Ridge Boys here. I love it. All right, let's take some phone calls when we come back. 314-241-9797. The Oak Ridge Boys first, and then a little bit of a potty break for everybody, and then we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.